wondering if it rolls over dead dogs, too. The Dog Suicide Bridge. He can picture the headline in a local paper, can't he? Though Isaac doesn't remember much of anything anymore, he remembers this, a news story forced from a few loose anecdotes stitched to a local urban legend. Apparently, dogs that crossed this bridge had a strange tendency to jump off it. Some said it was haunted by the spirit of a malevolent mastiff. Others, actual experts, blamed the scent of wildlife in the nearby undergrowth. Pine martens, they suspected. The dogs don't know that they've made a fatal mistake until it's too late. Imagine jumping to your death in pursuit of a meal. Isaac wishes he had that kind of conviction. Who's he kidding? Isaac was never going to jump. Even the imp of the perverse, that little voice in his head which should be telling him to take the plunge, is warning him off it. Don't jump, it's saying in a mocking little tone. You have so much to live for. Isaac knows the imp is being facetious, but he also knows he's going to follow its orders. He closes his eyes, rocks back and forth on his heels, pushes his torso out over the edge of the parapet as if willing himself to fall accidentally. Gravity could do all the work if his hands would just let go. He opens his eyes again, the sheer magnitude of the drop opening up with them. Isaac's stomach lurches. Self-preservation, perhaps.